All right, good morning. Hi, my story today is going to be about a special animal. Who can tell me what this animal is? You know what that is?
Dolphin.
Yeah, it's a dolphin. And you know what's interesting about dolphins? They're different from other fish, aren't they? Dolphins and whales, I'll kind of put them together. How are they different? They're much bigger, usually, than other fish. And another thing is, it's really strange. Do you know that they need air? They need to breathe above the water? And that's kind of interesting when you think about it, right? Because God made fish that are in the ocean. They have to be in the water. They can't live outside of the water, and yet they need to breathe air above the water. Think about it. How do they sleep? What? They might drown. They can drown, actually. It's really strange, but I think I know the reason why. I think I know that God made the dolphins and the whales to breathe above the water so they'd be up with us. So they'd be with the boats and with the swimmers and they'd be with the people and we can see them. How many people have seen a whale? Have any of you guys seen a whale? All right. They're pretty neat to see, aren't they? They stay near the water. Well, I'm going to give you a story today about a special dolphin. And this dolphin's name is Moko, and Moko lives off the shore of New Zealand. And what happened was Moko is a wild dolphin, lives out in the ocean, but Moko's not very wild. Moko's actually really tame and likes people. And Moko likes to come up to people and the boats, likes to swim around the boats and just likes to have fun and be around the people. And so much so that they called Moko, they name Moko Moko because the other dolphins, they come and they go, but Moko's always hanging around. And one day, where Moko lives, off of New Zealand, something happened, and they don't know exactly how, but there was a mama whale and a baby whale. And the whales, they were a pygmy sperm whale, and somehow they got trapped. They got trapped in the sandbar, like in a shallow part of the water, and they couldn't get out. And, you know, when whales get in shallow water, you know what happens to them? They get kind of disoriented. It's like the mama whale was going around, and she was blind, and she couldn't see where she was. Knew she was in danger, and it was really scary. And so you know what the mama whale did? She panicked, and she started getting afraid, and that the more afraid she got, the more stuck. And so all the people came out, and they said, oh, no, the whales are in danger. And how are we going to get them back out to safety? And they tried everything. They had boats. They had experts they called in. They had all kinds of people come out, and they couldn't get these whales. And the more nervous the mama whale got, the more they started what they call beaching. And she would beach herself, and she beached several times where she gets stuck on the sand. And they thought, oh, no, you know what we're going to have to do? I think we're going to have to put these whales to sleep. And that's really sad. But we don't want them to suffer, and they're just going to die because they're not able to get free, and they're getting tired. And the mama was just getting really stressed, and they were going to have to kill the whales. And they said, we're going to have to do this. We can't get them out of here. And so what happened? Do you know what happened? I don't know how they got stuck, but I think they just got in a wrong spot, and then they just kept swimming in the wrong direction. And by the time she knew she was in danger, she couldn't get out. And so what happened was they were going to have to kill these whales, but nobody wanted to do that. And as soon as they just were scratching their head going, oh no, they looked up, and guess who they saw? They saw Moko. What was Moko doing? Moko came and swam and went right up to the whales. It just barged in right between the people and the whales and went up to the whales and started burp, 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 talking however they talk. And do you think dolphins speak whale language? You do, huh? I don't know what. I don't know. Actually, I don't know. But somehow the whale understood Moko. And as soon as Moko came up, the mother whale, she calmed down. She got really calm, and she just started following Moko. And Moko and the baby was following the mom, and they just started swimming, and Moko swam, and they were just following Moko all along the shore for about a couple hundred yards. And then there was a really tight bend and a narrow channel, and Moko just led them in there, and the whales just followed. And pretty soon, you know where the whales were? They were out in the ocean. They were free again. And the mama whale could see. She knew she was free, and they were happy, and the baby was with her. And Moko saved the day, saved both of those whales, and also helped the people, didn't Moko? Because the people, Moko was able to do what the people weren't able to do. So isn't that wonderful how we have animals that are so smart and they're so good and they help each other and they help us, and God made it that way. So let's say a prayer and thank God for the wonderful animals. Dear God, we thank you so much for the blessings that you have given to us and the animals that give us a glimpse of heaven on this earth. And Lord, help us to learn from the animals, to listen to you and to help those in need and to help each other and to love each other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.